We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Day three of the NFL draft is complete. The Kansas City Chiefs welcoming six new players.
Woo!
Or five new players.
I don't even know, but woo!
What a day for this draft. This has been so much fun. Thank you, everybody, that has been listening to all these shows. We really, really appreciate it. We've had an absolute blast covering the NFL draft with all of you. We're going to be breaking down the picks that the Chiefs made in day three of the NFL draft. And Maddie Lane is here with me. Buddy, I mean, we're having a wonderful time here right now. I mean,
yes, we are.
This has been such a great draft. And, like, I mean, there's not a lot to critique about it. I think about as perfect of a draft as you can have.
I mean, it really was, right? You know, we haven't always agreed with some of Brett Veach's or the Kansas City Chiefs draft picks, right? Like, that's not saying good, bad. We've clearly been wrong on some of them. There's some times we've probably been a little bit closer to right than we were wrong, but, like, we don't know. But here we are. We're sitting here after this draft. Like, I have never been so excited for a Kansas City Chiefs draft class besides Patrick LeVon Mahomes. I've never been so excited leaving draft weekend.
No.
Playmakers, players I loved from literally the start. Off the rip with Trent McDuffie down to this very last picks that we are seeing here on day three. This has been the best. Like, this has been absolutely the best draft weekend, hanging out with everybody from KC Sports Network at the Kingdom Bar and Grill, everybody that was watching along with us live the whole time. Like, it was all great.
The Chiefs made five picks today, not six. But our brains are mush because we've been covering this draft the entirety of the week, and we'll just kind of run down all of the picks that the Chiefs made. There's a clear trend here with how they've approached this draft that I think you're going to kind of notice with these picks, but you'll see once you kind of reveal the entirety of them. But Josh Williams out of Fayetteville State, pick 135, the very first pick in the draft for the Chiefs in day three, and another one of your favorite players in this draft, Maddie.
Yeah, I mean, you start off with the very first pick they come off with is, I mean, absolutely one of my absolute favorite players. See him at the Senior Bowl, you just see a guy that has rare length and size that looks comfortable when he's in off coverage, who looks like a guy that moves at a much smaller size. You go dig up his tape, and it's lower level of competition, but just locks guys into place when he's pressing them. There's plenty of footwork technique that needs to be worked on, especially in press, but the ball skills are there, the physicality, the ability to just simply move on the field, all phenomenal. Absolutely great pick at 135. And, I mean, he fits Steve Spagnuolo's defensive scheme for cornerback to a T.
Well, and this is a guy that we've mocked to the Chiefs in round three at different points. Like,
oh, yeah.
We've had him higher than where the Chiefs were able to get him at 135. I think that's one of the trends of this draft is, like, we've really loved a lot of the players. About eight of these players we've had highly regarded. We've mocked a lot of these players in a lot of different exercises throughout the pre-draft process. And so, you know, getting Joshua Williams at 135 after the 2 days that they had is just unbelievable. It's just unreal. And so getting Joshua Williams, he got some opportunity, he got some exposure during the pre-draft process with the Senior Bowl. I know that's one of the places that you were able to get your first eyes on him.
Yeah, I mean, and that's where you see it. You're getting a guy that's coming from an HBCU, you know, low-level competition. He steps it up. He goes to – place the best seniors in college football, which is a good unit this year, and they step out there. He goes out there. He looks like he belongs. He has the athleticism. He has the mentality. He can do everything that they are asking for right there. He steps out. He shows good, and then you see the athletic testing when he goes through the combine. He just checks every single box, and then you look at his profile and Steve Spagnuolo and what he wants. I mean, it was a perfect fit.
He ran a 4.53 at the NFL Combine, 36-inch vertical jump, 124-inch broad jump. It's really good numbers for the cornerback out of Fayetteville State. 9.5-inch hands, 32 7/8 arm length. And you said that the NFL Combine's arm lengths were a little bit shorter than normal?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. So, I mean, this is just a height, weight, speed, really quality athletic profile, and a guy, you know, you don't want to throw the word best football is ahead of him too long, you know, too often, but like you genuinely believe the best football is ahead of him as he develops. He gets to exposure to some better talent out there, and he will right off the bat with even the rookie minicamp. He'll get some exposure to some really good players because Sky Moore will be out there among others. Okay, so the Chiefs got pick 158 from that Sky Moore trade.
Yep.
That they did in day when they moved back four picks. So they just moved back small in a small move back to go and, to move back, still get Sky Moore. They get pick 158 back. And on
well,
top
pick
of
158 wasn't going
to
cut it.
And pick 158 wasn't going to cut it. Brett Veach uses pick 233 and 158 to move up 13 spots to secure offensive lineman Darian Kennard out of Kentucky. Now, it's interesting. The Chiefs website has him marked and listed as a guard on their draft tracker. But I think this is a guy, Darian Kennard, who, by the way, we had a third round grade on, which is obviously another one of those picks that we're absolutely geeked out about. That is now that could compete at right tackle off the top.
I'd be a little surprised if he doesn't get to come in and compete at right tackle. Right, I think that's where you're going to start him because that's where he played the majority of his time at Kentucky. So he's 6'5", 322 pounds, 35-inch arms. We're checking off these Andy Reid, you know, check boxes for offensive tackle. He's not going to wow you with his athleticism or anything like that because he's a mauler. He's a big physical guy at tackle. But that's something the Chiefs can – that's kind of where you see the Chiefs are going a little bit, right, with their offensive line. So the pick made a ton of sense. The value was absolutely phenomenal.
It's incredible.
He was a top 100 recruit in all of high school coming out, and he's really good at Kentucky. He's, you know, during the season, he was considered a top 32 pick by a lot of people that were doing mock drafts during the year. So phenomenal pick here, I think, at this point in time in the draft.
Yeah, some people thought he was going to be a very early pick. If you'd asked a year ago, you probably are going to find him mocked relatively high. If you look from a year ago, there's a little bit of debate whether he's going to be able to hold up at right tackle or if he's going to have to kick inside a guard, but I don't think it matters, and it doesn't matter what position he plays. The value here is absolutely outstanding. He is going to be a guy. I will be stunned if Darian Kennard doesn't complete his entire rookie deal with the Kansas City Chiefs, and if he doesn't make an impact in some way, be it even simply as a spot starter. I think that's like the floor right now for him, because I think he's a guy with a little guard tackle flexibility, which is a joke that you heard if you were listening to the KCSN live draft coverage.
Yeah.
Guard tackle doesn't matter. This is a good football player. He's going to stick around in KC. You can't find a better round 5 pick than a guy like Darian Kennard.
No, absolutely not. And, like, I would be surprised if he doesn't get a chance to can at least compete for that starting right tackle spot, right? Like, I really think he's going to get it compete there. And he's been working with Duke Mannyweather. Chiefs had a little bit of luck with some Duke Mannyweather's offensive lineman last year, so they go back to that well. I wouldn't be surprised to see him come in and have fixed some of his technical issues with his hands being a little late, with his footwork not always being super crisp. So he comes in, he's picked up a little bit on those things. I think you might see a guy that could come in and really compete right away.
Absolutely. And when we tried to get Duke Mannyweather on for some comment to see if he wanted to come on and talk to us a little bit about Darian Kennard, he wasn't able to, but he was quote unquote pumped to have him in KC. So I mean, you're looking here, and like even just if you just stop the draft there, you're thrilled.
Right.
You stop the draft here, and then there's just this long gap. There's nearly 100. There was almost 100 picks. There's 98 picks between the Chiefs' pick of Darian Kennard and their next pick, but you looked at that first, you know, you looked at that first seven picks and you're just beyond thrilled. You're just beyond thrilled with what this team was able to do. And they continued to do good things in round seven of the draft. And like, I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away by this draft and what this team's been able to do. We were kind of lockstep with the, with our belief with the same way with some of these players. Cause you go to round seven, you go to cornerback again, you go Jalen Watson,
boom,
the cornerback out of Washington State. Another one of those guys that you were a huge, huge fan of, Maddie. And I can't, I just say, there's a trend here, but just go talk a little bit about Jalen Watson.
Just another guy that I bet he sticks in the NFL. This is another corner, another player that we kind of went through one of these segments on. And, I mean, almost every single thing I said for Joshua Williams applies to Jalen Watson. Maybe even more so. I thought he jumped out to me first during the Senior Bowl at just being so nimble at his size. For being a 6'2" corner, his footwork was absolutely phenomenal. And, like, Craig and I had the same thought independently of each other. And when we met up about and talked about it, that's when it kind of came up. So, another guy. Fits Steve Spagnuolo's what he wants. I don't know if he's quite as physical as Joshua Williams. I don't think he's quite as strong. But he moves really good. His feet are really nice. So I like him in this scheme. I like what he can do. And he's very willing to play on special teams and come up and hit guys and make tackles.
Yeah, I really enjoyed watching him play. And I think that's right. There's a level of physicality to him that you really like. I got to watch a little bit of him. Actually, I watched him a couple weeks ago. And yep. A lot of the things that you're echoing, I 100% agree with. Special teams ability is going to be there. And boy, just another really quality swing on an athletic profile, a physical profile. Very similar. Ran a 6'2", 6'2", 197 pounds, 32 1/4 inch arms, 9 5/8 inch hands. He ran a 4.5 140. He bench pressed 18 reps. Didn't do the vertical. Didn't do the broad jump. Didn't do the three cone or any of those quick twitch testings. But at the NFL combine.
I have those numbers from his pro day. If we go for it. So 38-inch vertical jump, 11-foot broad jump, 4.22 shuttle, 3.15 cone. And I think with him, there's a guy you do see some stiffness, right? And that's why you're probably maybe seeing a JUCO transfer up to Washington State. Then he played there for 2 years. That stiffness is probably why you do see him here, right? Like, this is a guy that usually works best when he's just working on the vertical plane and not chasing things horizontally. He's got some work to do by letting guys get into his blind spot. Drake London really had a good game against him by getting into his blind spot, but he was still competitive at the line of scrimmage against, you know, and that's top 10 pick. Drake London to you guys. So, good player. Really like this pick. I would have been happy if they took him in round three.
Yeah.
They got him in round seven.
I think that's another guy that we were talking about in that round three range. Like, that's about where we would have been comfortable with. And, I mean, getting him down here in round three. And I do agree. Yeah, you know, maybe the transitions are a little clunky at times. But that hasn't stopped Chiefs from having some success. I mean, you look at Charvarius Ward. He hasn't had the prettiest transitions at the top of a route. So, or closing on, you know. So, yeah, this is another length type guy. And there's an overarching theme. I'm telling you, if you're paying attention right now, you already see it. But we'll deviate away from that for a second. Isaiah Pacheco at 251, ooh, the running back out of Rutgers, another guy that we said we bet sticks. I bet he sticks segments, there's like three of them in here. It feels good to kind of be here where we're at. Like, you know, maybe it's just as much work as we've done with these drafts the last few years, you're starting to get, you know, a pickup on some of the players that these guys might like. But honestly, when it comes to Isaiah Pacheco, I don't think there's a team that didn't like Isaiah Pacheco and a good value down here in round seven.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic. So now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, this is the kind of running back that every team absolutely falls in love with because he's physical. He's willing to do all the dirty work. He loves to pass protect, right? Like, that's what you're after. You're after these guys that love to pass protect at the position. But then, wait, he's 216 pounds. He looks like he weighs 216 pounds, and then he runs a 4.37. Like, this man can move. So you get the ball to him. You let him slash through the line. Like, this is a home run hitter. Like, don't get it wrong. He's a physical pass protector, a physical runner, but he's a home run hitter. And you talked about it, I think, on one of the earlier shows or in the live show, talking about just the Chiefs are getting all these guys that kind of have that dog in them, these physical guys. You want to see a running back run like his life is in danger? You watch Isaiah Pacheco because he runs like his life is in danger on every single snap.
There's so much football character in this draft class for the Chiefs, up and down it. And Isaiah Pacheco might be the one with the most football character of any of them. He's desperate for the game of football. He loves the game of football, the way he plays, the effort he gives, even when his team's getting blown out. It is hard to not play with the kind of effort and intensity that he showed, you know, on a bad football team. And I love getting a chance to watch him at the East-West Shrine Bowl. He really surprised me because, maybe it was the scheme, the blocking, I don't know. But I didn't see a ton of burst and speed out of Isaiah Pacheco all the time. I didn't believe in that speed as much until I got to get eyes on him at the Shrine Bowl. And watching some of his burst and speed down the sidelines, I was very impressed. I was very surprised to see the kind of movement skills and kind of speed that he showed. But it's all the other things. It's the pass protection ability that you were talking about. You know, just unbelievable, violent effort. Just great effort in run as a pass blocker. Just being able to play hard consistently, even when your team's getting beat. He put a lot of good tape in. He's got a lot to be proud of. And now he's a draft pick, and he's a Kansas City Chief.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what he can do. I think he brings a different layer to this team that they don't have at the position. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited to see what he can do. And I think he's a guy that won't have a big role early on, most likely, but he's a guy that can come in and give you some third down reps. I mean, Ronald Jones ain't pass protecting on third down, right?
Right.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been hit or miss on that. Now, it looks like Clyde is probably your pass catching back right now. Like, that's your lead third down back. But Pacheco might come in and be able to push for some of those reps, especially if you're anticipating them to be needed in pass protection.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, Isaiah Pacheco, another just home run hitter, or home run hire, or home run addition.
Hitter, home run pick.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of options.
There's
you could
a lot
go
of,
there.
Yeah, flexibility is what I'm going with.
A lot of flexibility there.
Yeah, one more pick right before the Chiefs got done. They had an extra seventh round pick, and with pick 259, they took cornerback Nazee Johnson out of Marshall.
That's I don't know as much about him, right? This is probably the first guy that I was like, okay, I have not actually seen him play, so I really got to go dig in. You like the physical profile, though. I mean, the athleticism is absolutely through the roof for him. I think he ran a 4.35. Had fantastic jumps. Like, this is a guy that this is one of the guys that I really need Craig here for, because I need to see the CBAT testing once you plug it in. I don't think that he is going to get to, like, CBAT 1, and anybody listening kind of knows what that is, but he might be close. He might be CBAT 2, because, like, it's his process. The way he went through the athletic testing was phenomenal.
Yeah, we're in cornerback athletic testing. It's in the KCSN draft guide. It's a metric that Craig Stout uses and built, because of course he built it, to kind of get an idea of athletic profiles and how they translate to the cornerback position. And top-tier cornerback athletic testers typically will hit as contributors as soon as year one. 77% of high cornerback athletic testers will play and contribute in year one.
And Johnson's a little undersized, you know, 5'10", 199, so good thickness, but, you know, 5'10", 30-inch arms. But so this is kind of what I start to look at, though. He played a little safety. He played a little corner, right? 4.38 40-yard dash, 42-inch vertical jump, 10-foot, 9-inch broad jump. Like, those are great numbers with a 16 bench press reps. It's a good swing to take on an athletic profile. At worst, you're getting a special teams demon, right? I was reading through Dane Brugler's The Beast, who draft guide, nobody does the work like Dane. he goes out there and he's just using some of the words, you know, how tough is dirt. This is the team captain doing all this stuff. This guy's going to be a special teams player at very, very minimum, and a good one.
Yeah, we're looking at his athletic profile. Yeah, he ran a 4.38 40. Some of his agility is 4.28 shuttle, 6.95 3 cone. Really good broad, 42-inch vertical. Like, that's freaky. Going to be interested to see where he winds up with the cornerback athletic testing profile. But, yeah, another – you're just seeing – and this is what I was wanting to talk about. By the way, born July 17th, 1998. So he'll be 24 years old during his rookie year, Nizzy Johnson will. He was a preferred walk-on before he earned a scholarship. Shout out to him. Look at that self-made man. Now, hey, football character. You got to have football character to go through that path. But one of the trends you're seeing is, like, the Chiefs, you know, the Chiefs are taking big swings on the defensive back position. You know, they're taking a lot of lottery tickets on the defensive back position. They made 4 picks that they have classified as corners, and they made 5 picks in the secondary. Oh, and real quick, Mike Rose has signed with the Chiefs.
Yeah, linebacker.
As an undrafted free agent, linebacker Mike Rose.
That's a good one. That's a good player. I like that one.
But anyway, so you see the day 4 approach, and it looks like the Chiefs are just throwing numbers at the cornerback to position to try
yes,
to see if
they
can get some guys to stick.
I mean, that's the move, right? That's the way you should go about this at this point in time, right? You kind of just – they lost a lot of corners. They haven't had a lot of talent there. Like, I feel really good about Joshua Williams getting, you know, a ton of opportunity. He's also the one they invested the most in. I feel really good about Jalen Watson getting some opportunities because I think he's a good player. They didn't invest anything more than a 7th-round pick, but, I mean, I have him valued as a 3rd-rounder. They get him in the 7th. I think he gets a chance, and you get Nizzy Johnson. Now you're going to – I do believe they'll be active in the UDFA market there. They're bringing in a lot of new talent to the secondary just to see what happens, to see if they can force this stuff to start to look better and start to play better.
Yeah, they've thrown a lot of numbers at it. And, I mean, I just can't speak more highly of the swings at basically every pick that they've made. Like, that's what I'm just so blown away by and how well they've done, you know, taking some of these swings. And we said it earlier on the draft show, I have a hard time seeing this draft class fail. I have a hard time seeing you not get at least 3 quality players out of this draft, and maybe even more. You might get, like, I see a path to success for about, like, even like the only position I really see some struggles is the cornerback position. Maybe you just have such a logjam now. You know, if there's such a logjam with all these young guys, maybe that's why one or two of these guys doesn't succeed the way you were anticipating. But at the same time, like, you've thrown such great numbers at, you're gonna find some guys that you're happy about.
I mean, competition is where you get better, right? Competition is going to make better players. I'm okay with all the swings. I am absolutely okay with them.
Oh, for sure. I'm just, you know, that's the only way I could see some of these guys. Like, you're going to get a quality corner out of this day 3 group.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, like, I mean, like, realistically, as a cornerback, I only think you have Watson and Joshua Williams competing for that role, right? And, like, there's plenty of room for those guys on this roster. Right? And I know, understand Trent McDuffie's coming in. Rashad Fenton's a good player. You still have L'Jarius Sneed. But, like, there's room for both of those guys if they both hit on this roster right now.
Well,
so, like, I guess I'm a little bit less concerned, like, from that regard. And I get what you're saying, especially because they both need some development. But, like, I'm happy taking both those guys. Just one of them hits, it's an A+,
RF.
Let alone you get 2.
Oh, absolutely. But you got to think, Rashad Fenton, he's on the final year. This is a contract year for him.
Yeah.
It's a contract year for Juan Thornhill. There's some defensive backs that they're kind of going to lose in. DeAndre Baker, I mean, the DeAndre Baker experiment might be over sooner rather than later.
Yeah, last year of his contract too.
So, I mean, they threw a lot of numbers at it. They're going to find some quality football players here to play in their secondary. I can't wait to see all this kind of unfold, the competition unfold at the cornerback position, because they've given themselves such great lottery tickets. It's so much fun. You just look at this entirety of this draft. I can't believe how good this thing fell to them. I can't. And I can't believe how many of our guys they took.
They played it incredibly well. They did an awesome job. Brett Veach and company did so good with this draft. I mean, we love the players they took, and that's why we've been, you know, talking about them this whole time during the live show. But, I mean, this was fun. There's good players from top to bottom. There's guys I've never been so excited for a, you know, day 3 of an NFL draft and the players coming off the board. So I'm excited. I can't really convey it because my voice is shot right now. Like, we are wrapping up here at the Kingdom Bar and Grill, giving this final day 3 reaction here for you guys. And, I mean, I don't think we could be any happier looking forward to this season.
We really couldn't. We've been doing this. I want you to give me a draft. We're going to go quick fire. Grade for Joshua Williams at 135.
A plus.
Grade for Darian Kennard in a trade up at 145.
A plus.
Grade for Jalen Watson, the cornerback, at
a
243.
A plus.
Grade for Isaiah Pacheco at 251.
A minus.
Grade for Nazee Johnson at 259.
C.
Perfect.
Just because I always got to clarify, a C is a normal average grade. A C is exact value of what I anticipate.
They crushed every single day three pick. Those picks that you claim don't matter, Matthew. Watch.
No. Joshua Williams is close enough to my cutoff to matter.
Uh-huh.
Jalen Watson.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I want you to give me a grade for this entire draft now.
I mean, I don't know how I give this thing anything short of just a flat A, if not an A+. Like, I mean, this is – they nailed fits. They nailed value. They nailed great players with upside, the ability to stop right now. I mean, dare I say this is an A+ draft?
This is undoubtedly an A+.
Dare I say this is an A+ draft?
They absolutely crushed it. I am thrilled. We've been harsh graders on Brett Veach's draft
in
the past.
Very much.
Unabashedly, we're not homers. We try to present realistic opinions about draft players, and I mean, I hated the Breland Speaks pick. You can go back and look at my receipts on that. I love this draft.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore this draft. Brett Veach crushed it. It's an A+ for me. I can't believe where this team sits with all this draft, with all these draft picks.
I got sad news.
Where did Marquand McCall sign?
Marquand McCall has signed with the Panthers to keep pounding for Matt Rhule.
Bummer.
Sad.
Thank you to everyone that tried to get Marquand McCall to KC.
Yes, we appreciate you guys. And shout out to Marquand McCall. I hope he goes and has a great career. I hope he does.
I do too, because he's so much fun.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt you as we start to get out of here or anything like that, but here it is. I want to sum up the Chiefs draft with exactly one quote from Isaiah Pacheco. He's ready. He said this. I'm ready to go in and take another grown man's job. Like, that is a perfect phrase to say in for just this entire draft class, though. Like, that's their attitude. That
dogs.
Is the demeanor of this draft class.
Dog.
He's ready to come in and take another grown man's job.
Trent McDuffie, dog. George Karlaftis, dog. Sky Moore, dog. Just dogs up and down this board. This is an outstanding
draft.
How
are you going to stop that before Leo Chanel's death row? Like, how are you going to stop that meme?
Death row Chanel, dog.
There we go.
Josh Williams, dog. That's going to do it for the day three recap of the KCSN draft show. Thank you all so much for all your support. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching the last 3 days. We had 1,000 people watching the final pick of the draft. 1,000 people watching the final pick of the draft. We broke 1 million downloads.
You guys are the best.
We broke 1 million downloads today on KC Sports Network in year one. I can't tell you the amount of gratitude we have for all you've done to support what we're doing. We really appreciate you. Thank you, and we're not gonna be back for the KC Laboratory on Monday, but we will be back very, very, very soon. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you for your support. We'll catch you later.